It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 9:07 the time. Welcome to the program. And the moment I knew I had this band coming in, this was about a week ago, I said, yeah, you are going to love this. I've been touting them all week long. The band is Karmic. They've got a brand new single called Little Lucille. You'll be hearing that in just a while. Right now, Laura, Kyle, Eric, David, Ewan, and Peter, welcome in Laguna Beach to the beautiful Julie Lawton Studios. Welcome, Karmic. This is Wisdom Pie. Ever loved a groove more than that, man? Karmic live in studio. That's Laura, Kyle, Peter, Eric, David, and Ewan. And that song was called Wisdom Pie. They've got a show November 22nd for our friends up in San Francisco over at the Milk Bar. And man, if you're going to catch them, you're going to catch them live. Never done this with anyone, but I started recording on my phone. I'm not even kidding. You not only have to hear them, you have to see this band, man. They have got the groove going. Karmic live in our studio. This is brand new music called Little Lucille. Once again, from our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios, this is Karmic.
November stone under Mexican skies. Visions arise with the tangerine hue when the light is just right.
Got everybody in the studio dancing. That's Karmic live in our studios. Let's get him in here for a conversation. What a fantastic live set. I want you to hear something else, though. This is, if you're checking them out online, this is called Higher Self, Karmic.
I'm not afraid to die.
tradition. It made me go deep. You're making me over. You're making it me. And now that I'm on track, it's easy to see what's coming up next now. And I know it's been there for me. Just needed to wait for the time to be right. And I'm so grateful.
It's the Mornings with Ed show, and some days are better than others, man. This is one of those. I got Karmic live in studio. We have Laura, Kyle, Peter, Eric, David, and Ewan. And oh my goodness, man, what a great vibe, first of all, and what a fine live set you guys do. This is what we expect when we see a live performance, and you must blow. This is the morning, for goodness sakes.
This is earlier than is most really of us early. Ever.
Welcome to the program. Thank you for making the trip in. I understand that some of you, like, oh, you came horse and buggy, like 4 hours?
Yeah.
No, wow. That was exaggerating.
Okay.
We all pretty much drove in the same car.
All right. We all live in the same house.
LA's not that far.
All right. Well, I appreciate you making the drive. I appreciate you coming in. Brand new single that we heard was Little Lucille. I could not be more impressed with, A, the danceability of the song. What's in your head as you're writing a song and transferring that into something that makes you move?
Yeah.
Oh, look, he stumps him with the first one. Ching-ching!
We had a really nice...
Give him a microphone there, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Choose a mic there.
I'll take this one. All hello.
Right. All right.
We had a little break in our tour, and we rented a lake house in Austria, and we just packed all our gear in there and set everything up, and, you know, nowadays you can record everything on a laptop and a couple of little tools.
Right.
And we just started writing there, and this was one of the ideas that was floating around. Actually, I think Ewan was kind of starting that on the bass. But I don't know. And then it just became this groovy little thing, you know, instantly beat this, chords, blah, everything came into place. And then the girls just went downstairs for a couple hours and came back with this melody.
Yeah, we love anything that makes you move, though.
Right.
Like, that's kind of what, like, gives you that tingle, and you're like, yeah, let's do that one.
When you hear a song, if it's got danceability, yeah, that's 90% of that. That's it right there for me, man. It's got dance. So do you listen for stuff? Do you listen for...
We feel for stuff.
Yeah,
like, thank you.
If it feels good, then, like, okay, this is working, you know? Because we just want to make people feel good and, like, be able to let loose, you know, for that, like, hour that they're going to see us, you know, take them out of their normal lives.
Right. Well, I got to be honest with you. A live performance, and just here in that little cramped studio that we have, wow, yeah, great live. So I can only imagine what, on the 22nd, San Francisco listeners are going to get.
Oh, yeah. Come out. We're going to move and dance.
And what a great place to play, man. What a great...
Yeah,
great venue.
It's our first time playing in San Fran.
You're going to love it. It's a great venue.
Yeah,
a great venue.
Excited.
And everybody there is just so into it, man. So, yeah, I hope you guys have a great time. Wisdom Pie. Tell me about Wisdom Pie and what went behind the writing of that song.
Wow. Wisdom
Another
Pie's
bass starter,
one.
Right?
Yeah.
We were just hanging out in the studio, and then it just all kind of came together.
We wrote that one almost in one night.
Yeah.
All of us, like, too, were together writing the lyrics, and, like, it just was, yeah, it pieced together very easily.
It happened really fast.
Now, is that something that you have to have chemistry to do, or?
I think chemistry helps, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I would imagine that six different hands in the writing of a song would be too many cooks in the kitchen, but no?
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, with us, it really kind of just flows.
We're very good at, like, you know, like, hey, you guys make the starters, we make the entree, and you make the dessert.
There you go. I like the way he did that. I like the way he did that.
We love food, too.
It's wonderful to equate music and the artistry of it with the food and the artistry of making food. That's really good, man.
Awesome.
Take some money out of petty cash. Go ahead. I think you've earned it. Oh. Now, David on the drums. No, right?
Woo. Yes, sir.
Did I ever get the hi-hat working for you?
No, we put a little metal clamp on it to just keep it shut.
All right. And that sounded fine. Yeah,
I mean,
now
I have no
great.
Open hi-hat, of course, but it worked. I think it was fine.
So have you been with the band since its inception?
No, I actually joined in early last year.
Okay.
But I've known these guys forever. We went to school together, sort of. Mm-hmm. And we've been playing music together in different constellations for years. So
okay.
I was definitely no stranger to these personalities coming
right.
in.
Right. Now, let me ask this. When you say you rented a house in Austria, a lake house, that sounds expensive.
I know. You'd think so. Austria's not bad.
All right.
It wasn't bad. I mean,
we're a lot of people. And we were touring, you know, mostly in Austria and Germany.
Right.
And we played 70 shows.
Okay. You got to treat yourself sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
And it's worth for because we knew we were just going in there to write new music, you know, and the nature there is insane.
Right. Oh, it's so inspiring.
It's very magical.
And we're investing back in our craft. So, you know, we didn't walk away maybe with all the money we had.
Well, that's okay. You know what? And the bottom line is you have to treat yourself. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're in this
for...
Mm-hmm. You work hard, you treat yourself to the good stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's next on the horizon? I know we've got the show on the 22nd in San Francisco. What are we doing next? Are we writing more music? Are we in studio?
We're locking ourselves in the studio and hibernating
for the winter.
Yeah, hibernating for real. We were wanting to do an album.
Right.
We're still... planning to do that, but we've so many songs now that are cooking. So
the singles are baking.
Yeah.
So get ready for some new singles.
Yeah.
That brings up an interesting question. When you have a lot of stuff, let me talk to the chef over here. when you have a lot of stuff on the stove, you got a lot of different pots boiling, different songs that you're working on simultaneously, I'm guessing.
At
any point, do you go, well, okay, it's album time. We've got 9 great ones or whatever the number is, it's time. Yeah. When do you make that decision and how do you do that?
It's not an easy one.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, I'm actually really bad at like putting it together. You know, like I made a burger and I made a schnitzel and I made sausage. How do we serve this to the guests? I don't know.
You know? It's kind of a cool way today with like Spotify. You can put songs out and see how they do and you never know how a song's going to do.
Right.
So we have an opportunity to put out different singles and then you can kind of eventually do a compilation into a record if you want to do it that way and then add some new songs in that haven't even been heard. So there's a lot of ways to package it because it's not as traditional. And sometimes we put together music for a tour. We want to have this CD to sell on tour. We did a really cool thing for our last vinyl we did where we've actually recorded the same songs that were on the record live in Austria and then had them vinyl made in Austria. So you got to hear how we sounded on that tour and how the studio tracks.
That's so tight. That's like a canvas artist. And that's how the canvas artists move their things, man. That's very cool.
So we're each a different color, you know?
Yeah, we are.
I love that.
Awesome.
Crayon box.
Our special, you know.
So we go to see you doing a live set. Let's say we're an audience. We pop down some money for some tickets. Are we dancing that night?
Oh, yeah. We got the Germans dancing.
We got the Germans dancing. We got the Austrians, and that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah, it is. With all the schnitzel and stuff, I'm guessing it is, man.
Once they
start start drinking the beer, though, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, I mean, I think people who don't know us will come into a show, and you know, you're first standing there, you're kind of checking out the vibe, but right. by the end of the end every of single song. Show, right. yeah, well, I mean, they're up.
As I said, within the first couple of notes of the first song, you've got us moving here in studio. Yeah, you've got the lobby that's dancing, awesome. Man. Anytime you get the lobby dancing here, Nicole.
Right?
What's the agenda for the rest of the day? You're in Laguna Beach. You're in the world's most beautiful city. You drove 18 hours to get here.
It's sad, but true. We have to just go straight back.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, yeah. if we see something cool, we might stop on the way.
I was going to teach you guys how to surf if you had the afternoon. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to teach you guys.
Cool.
We've got a couple extra boards. All right.
Can we do that?
Yeah. Yeah, come on down.
That would be so cool.
I got kayaks. I got surfboards, paddle boards.
Kayaking.
We'll do it all.
Paddle boards are fun.
All right, next time you're out here.
Let's do it. We should play a show.
Yeah.
We should play a show in Laguna.
We should. Right? That's the deal. Okay. All right. All right, let's talk. I'll have my people call your people.
Yeah, let's do
I'll have my chef call your chef.
Perfect.
How do our listeners find you online?
Oh, we are at www.thisiskarmic.com. That is like the main headquarters. But otherwise, every single social media is at thisiskarmic.
Okay, and I want my boss to know this, by the way. She said www, and he accused me the other day of like, oh, you're the old guy that doesn't know. Thank you. This is a young person using W's, all right? She used the
I'm
W's.
I'm just feeling the vibes. You
know, you're still on the World Wide Web.
www. Yeah. I guess it's just thisiskarmic.com. I mean, we don't need no W.
Thank you so much. All right, well, I want to thank Karmic for coming in studio. If you missed any portion of this, it'll be up on the website. Later, we'll podcast it. It'll be under the Mornings with Ed tab. Thank you, Laura, Kyle, Peter, Eric, David, and Ewan. Thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for being so awesome here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.